If you were here earlier, you were able to notice something brought in because we're going to have a meeting afterwards tonight, a care group meeting. You'll notice that you might be enjoying some smells coming back from my left. Rue brought in a watermelon. I didn't talk to him about the watermelon, but I have a I just have a good idea that when he planted those watermelon seeds a few months ago, that he was expecting a watermelon. Now you might think, well, that's pretty obvious, Bobby, and it is obvious. And I imagine when he got those tomato plants and put them in the ground a few months ago, he was expecting tomatoes to come up. And similarly with peppers or corn or whatever. Why is it we plant watermelon seeds? Why is it we plant tomato plants or pepper plants? So they will produce fruit. That's their purpose, right? A tomato plant has one and only one purpose: to produce tomatoes. And I'm fairly sure that Rue didn't plant that watermelon seed just to watch the little runners go along the ground. He expected, wanted a watermelon. You know, Jesus was the master storyteller. He used that particular story, that principle, to teach a tremendous lesson that is so important for each of us. And I would encourage you, first of all, to open our Bibles to Luke chapter 13. As we look at a story, an account that Jesus tells, very similar to what we've just been discussing. It's a parable. Luke chapter 13, beginning in verse 6.